Hey, man, I'll tell you what, a little bit of a surprise show never hurt anybody, for sure. Oh, my God. Hey,
this is how it should be, man. Every once in a while, you got to be like, boom, you know, this is the Flash Mob edition. That's what this is.
Yes, this is the Flash Mob edition. So we have a special guest that's actually going to be joining us for this little impromptu show that I did tonight. Because tomorrow night we have Michael Bland and we have Sonny T, and we also have another special guest that's going to be joining us, which I'm not going to divulge who that is. So it's Michael Bland, Sonny T, and another person that's a member of the revolution.
Yeah. some person. We can't.
That person is a member of the revolution. So
it's awesome, man. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, you know, from wherever everybody is. Since right now you're just saying hi, but you know how it is. We get your places. We get your locations. Anton, Revolution 86, welcome back. Lisa, Claire, Samantha, all you wonderful people.
Sandra, I see how you did. I see what you did there. Little purple rain. I see you. How's the family?
Just got to lean back in.
You got to lean back in the door. I see you. Yes, but so... today at noon, they made a special announcement. They were releasing the tickets, well, early bird tickets for the celebration. And so I went on Twitter, obviously, to see what everybody was doing.
This is the member of the revolution.
I'm going to, that was kind of weird. What happened? Anyways, so I happened to be on Twitter and I happened to be looking around and I saw a friend of mine who is very upset that he's not going to be, that they kind of outpriced him to go. And I said, why don't you come on the show and let's talk about it. And so we're going to talk about all things celebration since they announced today the celebration. But before we do that, obviously, WTF, welcome to Funkatopia. Hope you guys are all doing well. I'm your host, Mr. Christopher. This is my host, Jeff Page. And I would also like to welcome a very, very special guest. He's my friend. He's your friend, but more so, he's Prince's friend. Eloy's in the house.
Hey, everybody.
He gets one too.
So happy to be here. Thank you so much. I love the air horn sound. That's the best.
He actually has it. Oh my gosh! Yeah, he actually has it on keyboard too, don't you? I mean,
you get the crowd.
Oh, I love it.
Okay. All right. So, man, I tell you what. Yeah, everybody's saying hello. We'll make sure, Jeff, if you want to make sure you put up some of these greetings for Eloy here, because everybody loves.
Going crazy, yeah.
Have like a show, man. You should do a podcast.
I should do like a channel, or I should do something, right? I should.
You should consider that.
Yeah, I'll give it some thought.
He said it's been a minute. We were just talking about that.
Yeah.
So this is actually, you know, part of that too, is to kind of bring everybody in. And I will tell you, Eloy, you were very, very integral in how I crafted this show.
Really?
Because when I first started doing this show, it was an audio only, and when we moved to video, and then I started seeing what you were doing, I was like, oh no. I gotta step up my game.
You know what? If my role in the world was just to push you to your greatness, I am happy with that. I don't even have to be great myself. If I made you great, awesome.
You know, I'm going to tell you, you know, I think a lot of people in the Prince world have had their hands in and I know you guys want to talk about celebration, but we're doing a little bit of,
we'll get there.
We're doing a back padding right now, but you know, I think everybody kind of had their little piece. You know, Jay, AKA Dr. Funkenberry, you know, I love what he was doing. And, you know, I love just kind of the community that he had kind of set up, and I had been doing it, you know, for just as long, but I was doing it in a much different arena. Yeah. I was doing all music and, you know, funk music, and I was kind of all over the place. But he was very, very focused. So I liked what he was doing. And I'm going to tell you, the one person that I can honestly say that was really, really impactful on Funkatopia moving forward really was Michael Dean. Because Michael, You know, we talked a lot. We chilled and hung out together at celebrations and stuff. And some of the guidance that he gave me, you know, to kind of push this forward really kind of made a difference, man. I honestly don't know that. And of course the quality of what we were putting out based on what you were doing is like, good Lord, you can't do that. if Eloy's going to be out there doing that, we can't do this.
Oh, well, you're humbling me here a bit. You know, honestly, I got to give a big shout out to Michael Dean too, because when I started making videos, there were two channels on YouTube that were doing stuff on kind of YouTube and whatnot. And the first one was the Purple Underground. So shout out to the Purple Underground.
Yeah.
And they were the first ones. I put out two videos and then they sent me a little private YouTube thing like, dude, we like it. Keep going. And I was like, oh, that's like all I needed to keep going. But then you know what? Michael Dean was the first one to be like, yo, you should come on my show. What you're doing is awesome. Come, I want to share what you're doing with everybody. Honestly, that's what ended up putting me over the top. Was, you know, I got the Michael Dean bump. I took that and I ran with it, was basically what happened.
Yeah, the same. I think Michael has really been really good at just kind of looking to seeing what's out there. Just kind of, he's been a fantastic mentor for a lot of people. So,
oh yeah.
So,
oh yeah. No, Michael's the best.
All right, let's talk about this friggin' celebration.
Let's talk about it.
Now we got all the mushy gushy stuff out.
Okay, so So today we were just talking last week on our show. We were talking about the fact that, you know, we didn't really know what was coming on. You know, they hadn't really made any announcements about who the bands were going to be. And then today, surprisingly enough, they went ahead. Well, actually, they announced that, I guess was this weekend or Friday, that they had made the announcement that they were going to be. I forgot to add the slides. I'm going to do that while I'm talking. But they announced that they were going to be releasing the tickets, or early bird tickets, for the celebration today. And I thought it was at 10, so I was kind of watching for no reason because it wasn't happening until 10. But so I think there was a lot of question as to how much the tickets were going to be. That was the biggest thing.
Yep.
And obviously the other second part of that was, how much are these tickets going to cost based on the fact that we're probably not going to know who the bands are.
Right.
But surprisingly enough, they came with it. And we saw this header right here. Obviously, it says early bird tickets available now. And of course, they already had the save the date. We already had that. So that was cool. But what was interesting is, there's a whole bunch of interesting pieces to this. And the first is obviously this little small header that I find interesting that we're going to talk about here in a minute is that little part that says full programming and talent announcement April 18th.
Right.
But they announced who the talent was. Now, not who some of the other talent was, like some of the independent local things, but they've already divulged that, which I had told you. I said, and for those who don't know, it's The Revolution playing at First Avenue. It is Morris Day and special guest. It doesn't say Morris Day and the time.
Right.
It says Morris Day and special guest. And then NPG. Now, obviously, this is kind of unusual because those are the main people that you would want to know. Are these people going to be there, considering it's the 40th anniversary of Purple Rain? And they're here. So that was the biggest question, is are they going to be here? And they are. So now you kind of think, what else are you going to tell us on April 18th that's going to cause that pricing to go up? Or, as I had said to you, Eli, I said, is it possible that they weren't supposed to divulge who those three bands were and that those were just kind of placeholder bullet points?
Yeah.
And they just kind of divulged it early by accident.
My thought process behind it, just jumping right off of the gate, was that honestly, I feel like with that price tag on that VIP, they needed to have those names on there.
Absolutely.
And what they did is they said, you know, The Revolution, it's The Revolution, but that could be any, like any, you know,
configuration.
That's exactly the word. Could be any configuration of those members and fill in members and whatnot. Same thing with Morris Day. It's Morris Day and special guests, not the time. You know, I remember talking with Jelly Bean. He was just like we ended up calling it Morris Day and part time. Cause it wasn't, you know, it wasn't all the time. It wasn't all the time in there. and then the new power generation and special guests. I mean, so a lot of that is, I think that's where the TBA full listing is going to end up coming, as well as the panels. It says panel discussions, TBA. So we don't know what panels or who's going to be talking. So like those are, I mean, those are the ones that are left TBA on the listing. And honestly, those things are super important to announce eventually, but just saying Revolution, Morris Day, MPG, bam, like that is enough to get some people to buy some tickets.
Right. And it's very much the most logical thing for them to put out there right off the bat, because that is the number one question that everyone has been asking since talking about this being such a big year. So it only made sense. Well, again, whether it's intentional or not, it only makes sense that those three are announced right off the bat, because everyone says if they're not going to be there, this is a waste of time.
Yeah.
So what Audrey was saying, not the Revolution, you mean NPG as far as the interchanging members. But you got to remember, Audrey, you know this, that St. Paul Peterson was in there for a minute. Yeah. You have, you know, there was just a lot of bouncing around.
I mean, like John Wesley Payne. Wesley Payne would play in there.
Right. Tory Ruffin versus
Johnson.
There's a little flexibility on.
There's some flexibility there.
I mean, that was the time. I don't know
why. Basically, as long as Wendy and Lisa are there, like that's what like that's what people really like. As long as they see those two ladies, a lot of the time they can like forego some of the other members.
I need my bomb mark there, man.
Yeah, I think the Revolution will be what it always has been. I think there's been some variations in there that we've kind of seen kind of trickle in. But yeah, I think I get what you're saying. But the Revolution, as we know, it is Bobby Z, Brown Mark. I mean, obviously, we're talking about the movie. You got Des Dickerson. Right. Maybe, I don't know. But, you know, you got Brown Mark and Wendy and Lisa, obviously. It's just I think there's an obvious. But let's talk a little bit about this first, because there's some things going in here that I found very, very interesting. Obviously, this was the intro paragraph here. This is in honor of the 40th anniversary of Purple Rain. All guests will experience world-class music, celebrity panels, exclusive concert footage, multiple activations in downtown Minneapolis. I don't know what that is. I've heard that there's some new murals and stuff that have happened in downtown Minneapolis. I don't know what the new activations are. Anybody can kind of talk about that. I don't know what that is. Newly curated Paisley Park tour. That'll be interesting. Are we going to be able to see the upstairs?
Ooh.
I don't know. Let's see. And it says, for the first time ever, we are offering early bird pricing for a limited number of Celebration 2024 tickets, which I might add, if you try to go and buy tickets right now, VIP is not an option.
Yep.
Only general admission is an option right now. So that means if there's more VIP tickets, they're gone for the early bird part of it. And it says, this is your opportunity to get tickets at a reduced rate prior to panelists and performance announcements coming April 18th, at which time ticket prices will be increased. You'll get a 20% discount at store.prince.com through April 15th. And of course, it has all the preliminary packages, which we're going to talk about right here, which is.
Well, and that line right there, just to interrupt, that line right there is already scary.
Right. Which one?
Well, the.
Scary.
This is just the early bird. We're coming back with higher prices. New next prices.
Yes.
We're gonna talk Rodney says there won't be any probably won't be upstairs because of the fact that there's no wheelchair access. You're right. Well, because they refuse the elevator. Is
makes sense.
Yep. So, so I can see that for sure. And of course, they're offering some sponsorship opportunities as well. So I think they're still looking for, various means and whatnot, but that is what it is. So let's look at the VIP package, shall we? Which starts at $1,200, which is an early bird special, which means this pricing is going to go up. What's it going to go up to?
All right.
This is what it was last year, I think, at the pricing, not the early bird pricing, but the pricing. This is what it was last year, because I went VIP last year and that's what it was. Now, I don't, I did get it when they first went on sale, but they weren't, it wasn't early bird pricing. It was just, here are the tickets. Here's what the pricing is. But it includes an exclusive tour of Paisley Park on Thursday or Sunday with new exhibits, a VIP preferred seating in sections at celebration events, strictly enforced. I don't remember them having an issue previously with that needing to be strictly enforced, or maybe it
might have been some wandering.
I mean, yeah, but that's what it is. A VIP hospitality suite in downtown Minneapolis, high definition Purple Rain movie screening. That's pretty awesome. Four concerts. The first concert, The Revolution at First Avenue on Friday. The second concert is Morris Day and Special Guest on Saturday. The third one is New Power Generation and Special Guest. All of them say TBA. So I guess that just referring to the time itself. And then, of course, the new artist showcase, which last year featured Nerdy, who was actually going to be opening up for the NPG show April 20th, that's happening in Minneapolis with Michael Blaine and Sonny T on that Brothers tour. And they're going to be here tomorrow to talk about it. So that's going to be awesome.
Very nice.
I'm going to ask him a little bit about this as well. And then Celebration 2024 panel discussions, VIP boat cruise on Lake Minnetonka, admission to Celebration events and installations in downtown Minneapolis, exclusive listening session at Paisley Park, for unreleased vault material, exclusive VIP merchandise, first access to all Celebration merchandise, exclusive VIP lunch on Thursday, a gospel brunch on Sunday, a VIP panel and Q&A session, an exclusive unreleased concert footage, musical performances, DJ dance party, and Prince mural block parties, and more to come. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
That's quite a bit. That's a lot.
That's an interesting list.
So,
and what's really cool is a lot of that list, you see when we get to the second section, of course, the general admission is getting very close to that with various exceptions. So it looks like they're putting a lot out there on both sides.
Yeah. So what were you going to say, Eloy? Go ahead.
No, the list is much shorter for the general admission in my opinion.
It is. Well, yeah. Once you get to the exclusive listening and on.
Yeah.
Right. So let's take a look. Now we let's go to the next screen and look at what general admission gets.
Let's do it.
It's just this list. So, and I actually took the time to tell you what's different between the VIP and general admission after we get done going through this list. Obviously, you still get the admission to the celebration events and installations in downtown Minneapolis. You still get to watch the high definition screening of Purple Rain. Mm-hmm. You still get all the concerts, Revolution, Morris Day, New Power Generation, and New Artist Showcase. You still get the panel discussions. You also get to see the exclusive unreleased concert footage, mm-hmm. musical performances, the DJ dance parties, the mural block party, the GA lounge in downtown Minneapolis, and the GA tour of Paisley Park, including the new exhibits. All right. That is half the price. Mm. It's mm-hmm. also like it's half as half, much.
Half the list.
It's half the list. And it's half as much. So, yeah. But let's see what's different. Let's look at the pieces that are different between VIP and general admission. So here's what you don't get if you do GA. The exclusive tour on Thursday or Sunday. You still get a tour, but it's not an exclusive tour, and it's probably a little bit more of a prolonged tour on that one. You also don't get the preferred seating at the celebration events. You're still in the events, but you don't have the specific seating. You don't have access to the hospitality suite. That you'll still be at the party, but you won't have access to the hospitality suite that's up top. You won't get the VIP boat cruise on Lake Minnetonka. You won't get that exclusive listening session with the unreleased vault material, or the VIP merchandise, or the first access to the all celebration merchandise. You're not getting the lunch on Thursday or the gospel brunch on Sunday. and you won't get the exclusive VIP panel and Q&A session. So those are things that you will not get on GA.
Yeah, if it says exclusive, that's not you. let's start there.
well, no, because the general admission also gets exclusive unreleased concert footage. So they do get, there's that one exclusive thing one that exclusive. They also
there's
get.
There's always an exception to the rule, right?
Yes. Well, and essentially when I was looking through the list, my eyes completely glossed over the fact that there's a cruise on this thing. So that's like huge right there. That's probably a bunch of that 1200 right there. But honestly, because I didn't go last year either, but what I did is I talked to some of my friends who did get to go, and I asked one of my friends who went general, and I asked one of my friends who did VIP, and but those videos are up on my channel where I interviewed both of them and said, what was your experience? And literally I walked away from those two conversations and just said, it's only worth it to go VIP. Mostly due to the exclusive listening session and the exclusive tour and the exclusive VIP panel and Q&A sessions. Those three things right there are the reason why VIP is really kind of the only way to go. Plus the whole extra day of stuff that you get. Like I live in Florida, just getting up there, paying for the hotel, paying for the air flight and food and travel around town and souvenirs and everything. Like if I'm going to do that, I'm not going to go up there and get half of the experience, which it seems wrong to do that.
Yeah, obviously it's very, very expensive. As someone who has done both GA and VIP, yes, there are very, very big differences. But here's what I can also tell you, that if you can't afford to do VIP and you can only afford to do general admission, do it. Because, you know, you and I have both done, all of us here have done GA, and we had a fantastic time. It's really about... It absolutely is about the fellowship of a bunch of Prince fans that are, you know, I've said it a million times that we are all in a big purple bubble. And you know, it's very, very rare to run into somebody outside of our bubble that is our hardcore Prince fans like we are. And so to be able to be in an environment where it's a building packed full of like-minded individuals just like you is pretty awesome. And each one knows more than you do. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun. You get to show your fandom and you get to really kind of geek out. And it's a really, really great time. Yeah. And last year was the first time I had ever done the VIP. And yes, I did enjoy it. I had a good time. It was good to, you know, have the meals and not have to worry too much about, you know, having to go to the
food truck,
food trucks or whatever. Yeah. I don't even know what the food trucks were last year. But you know, I knew it was going to include a Rice Krispie treat and something else.
Kibbles and bits.
Right. No, it was all, they try to stick with the vegetarian lean there. And I think they actually went outside that realm last year. And they also served alcohol last year, if I remember correctly, too, which was both very unusual. So, all that being said, and the gospel brunch was great. The gospel brunch was fantastic. But if you're in GA, you don't have to worry about doing anything on Sunday. You can just relax and just enjoy Sunday, not have to get up early and do things. And so as far as the VIP merchandise, I don't know what that will be. As far as the all celebration merchandise, okay, so they get first access to it.
Yeah.
But you're going to get access to it. It's not like they're going to sell out on something. I mean, they might. Who knows? The hospitality suite was cool, but what I also heard about the hospitality suite previously from other people, and then I experienced it last year, was when it was at the W, they upstairs in the VIP area, everybody was downstairs partying with Linka Paris. Linka Paris is downstairs DJing, and everybody's downstairs and partying and yelling and screaming and hopping and all the VIP people were like, I'm going to go downstairs. Yes.
Right.
So, I mean, so the point being is that it's still very much worth it to go as general admission. And I mean, there is, but yes, I will tell you that being able to be in that exclusive listening session for that unreleased vault material was amazing.
Yeah.
But to that note, everything that we heard in that listening session within 2 months was released to the general public after that. So,
right.
I'm not saying that the VIP is not worth it. It's great. It's, you know, if you're that kind of person, I know Rodney, I don't think goes unless it's VIP and that's it. Yeah. Well, going VIP and that's it, capped out, but we're going, you know.
Hey, but, you know, the beauty of it is there are a lot of people who want to hear it first, want to see it first, want to feel it first. So it's absolutely a beautiful thing when you're in that situation, because you will get the firsts. You know, that's the point. Yeah. Okay, everybody else can have it, but I got mine. You know, I know what to expect now. So, yeah, that's I think that's cool.
Yeah, VIP is fantastic. If you can afford it and you can do it and you want to really enjoy the full experience, do VIP. Yes. Yeah. Sandra says it. VIP is legit. VIP is very fun.
I just remember when the celebration got restarted, you know, back in the day, it was interesting because there were, you know, there was VIP and general, but like there wasn't such a crazy difference between them. Like it was like the VIP included food, got you better seating, got you a little bit of access to some stuff first in terms of merchandise. But overall, everybody was getting the same stuff. And I've seen every year since it's just started to separate more and more to the point where no, if you're really going to do VIP, like we're going to treat you like a VIP. And that's great. But like the VIP people aren't the only one who are putting their lives on hold to go out there and spend a week at Paisley Park. You know right. what I mean? Like I personally don't feel that anybody should have FOMO if they're there. You know, it's like right. if you're there, you should be part of the party. That's my own personal thought. And I think that's what the old runners of Paisley Park used to think. But not so much anymore.
Agreed. But yeah, I mean, it's a fantastic experience no matter what you do. If there's anybody in here, and we have a lot of people in here, if there's anybody in here that is really kind of on the fence deciding, gosh, do I want to do this? Do it. If you're really, if you have the money to do it, even if it's just on the GA level, do it. It's a lot of fun. Yeah. I don't know. Eloy, you said, I'm going to go to the next slide here because this is kind of, this is kind of important. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how the breakdown was, but I did ask this on Facebook. I said, for those who bought the VIP tickets, how much was your bottom line after you paid the service fee and the taxes? And it was $1,349 is what you're going to end up spending. Mm-hmm. And I don't know whether or not that included the insurance, because they offered a $48 insurance thing that you can get so that if anything happens, you know, you can get your money back. The $600, the general admission one, is $2,375 service fee, $5,224 tax. And with the $48 insurance comes about $723.99. And the thing about the insurance is, and I think it's the next slide. Yes. So here's the insurance thing. And this is kind of really important because things change. What's good about this insurance is that you will get all your money back if you have an injury or an illness that keeps you from getting there. Mm-hmm. If you have a work travel conflict, I think a lot of these insurance policies are really, really hardcore. And they're just like, you know, unless your mama's dying, you're not getting your money back. But in this case, if you have a work travel conflict, if it's severe weather, I mean, it seems like it's a pretty well established insurance policy that says if you have a serious illness in your family, mm-hmm. layoffs or termination, you lose your job or your car breaks down, for $48 you get all your money back. So in my opinion, the way that they kind of laid this out and have kind of made this really, really blanket, it's like almost like if you can't go for a legitimate reason, we'll give you your money back. Mm-hmm. Right. I think this is a pretty good investment because there are a lot of variables. Oh, yeah. Like we are in the ATL. You are in Florida. We know, just like you do, what it takes to get up there.
Oh yeah,
you have to make sure that you're going to be able to get the time off of work and God forbid, right, terminated or layoff or you get sick or whatever, you can get your money back.
Yeah.
I mean,
go ahead.
You know, it's brilliant to put that out there like that because 'tis the season. we're still in that time where people are randomly, you know, you're sick now. Yeah. I was good yesterday. I went to this one thing that I had to go to. Now I don't feel good. And so,
well, as opposed to last year where they were like, no refunds. Exactly. They were just literally like, no.
Exactly. So the sickness
hits fast. Too bad. So, well, can I sign it over to somebody?
No.
No, absolutely not.
You know, the only key would be to make sure if for some reason you can't go, you can decide that the day of or the day before. It's not like we still need 48-hour notice for the insurance. It's got to be one of those things because you just can't predict. I want to go to the airport, but here I am. And yesterday it hit me and today I'm done. Can't go.
Yeah.
So as long as that's what it is, I think that is an awesome scenario. Yeah.
But that is for the $600 one. I'm looking at the chat room here, and from what I'm seeing, the insurance is more for the VIP. And again, right now, the early bird VIP is sold out.
Yeah.
So that's not even an option. So if with the VIP, it's come, I think I just saw the number here, $1,444.78. Mm-hmm. So almost $1,500 for VIP. So, and as you can tell, that's it's roughly half the price, but I mean, on the GA side. So I guess because it's more money, it's insurance.
Yeah, it's probably insurance based on the amount that would need to be refunded. So
exactly.
The insurance amount being double, that scales correctly.
It makes sense
in my brain.
Yeah, totally makes sense. So what has to be considered now as the purple family is who do you get with to make your arrangements? Because this is just for the events. This has nothing to do with your hotel stay, your travel, your all those other expenses that come with going here. So now it's early enough. The biggest one of the other major complaints was not having enough time to know anything, you know, waiting last minute. Well, They're letting people know ahead of time. So make your arrangements, make your hotel or decide whatever you have to decide. But now's the opportunity for the purple family to come together and, you know, help support each other. So do what we can to, you know, get people out there. I'm kind of following along with Lisa because she said, hey, can someone sponsor me? And I'm thinking the same thing.
I'm trying to get somebody to sponsor me too, Lisa.
I'm like, hey, sponsorship's available. Let's do this.
or what Hovler says, time to find a sugar daddy.
There you go, or right?
Or mama.
I don't care either one. Sugar either anybody. One for me.
We're not judging.
I don't care. No, you know, it's one of those things because honestly, I think you guys might be swaying me a bit. About possibly going GA. I literally just cannot put myself in debt to go VIP just with the price tag attached. But you know, it might happen. I'll have to see if I can budget maybe a GA ticket. I mean, it definitely sounds I miss it. I think that's the most frustrating part about it is like this was the year that I was really hoping that I was going to come back and I was going to go and I had myself prepared for the price tag that was last year. And then I look at it and it's more and they're saying it's going to be even more after that. And it's like, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, like it was already way expensive last year, which was the reason I didn't go last year. So it's tough. It's tough.
Well, I know that I have a ticket to go see the Rolling Stones in June and it was like half the price of like a GA ticket for the 90-minute show. And this is 4 or 5 days of multiple concerts and a bunch of entertainment. Back to back. I thought somebody else had mentioned that in the chat room. So I wanted to say that. But let's look at this real quick too, because I wanted to point this out because again, we said this at the beginning where it said full programming and talent announcement, April 18th. And as we saw here, they've already announced who the talent is on this side of the biggest piece of the talent, which is the Revolution at First Avenue, Morris Day and special guest, New Power Generation, and special guest and the New Artist Showcase. New Artist Showcase, not really too concerned about because normally they have a pretty good ear for music. So it's nobody we ever heard of but it was going to be interesting to see what that is. I mean, because they had some really fantastic acts last year. But let's talk about what possibly could be coming down the pike that may make this more interesting and may warrant the pricing to go up on April 18th. Here's the first one that I thought of. Well, there's actually two that I'm thinking of. The first is Jesse Johnson.
Yes.
Being part of this special guest for Morris Day, because Jesse Johnson is currently touring now. He's got brand new, from what I understand, I've got it from a very reliable source that's very well connected to him, has told me that Jesse has a new album. And it is, we don't know when it's coming or when it's launching or when it's going to hit or whatever, but he is currently touring right now. Matter of fact, he's already got two or three shows in California right now that are booked, and he's going to be playing them. So he's currently actively touring now, which means could possibly step in with Morris Day and whoever else is going to be there to do, to sit in on this particular part of it, because I, you know, this is a pretty sizable situation. And the same thing with Jerome Benton too. You could say that when Jerome typically will not fill the role that he's destined to play in that band, unless it's like a really, really big show or something that's very, very warranted. He still doesn't do like kind of the one-off shows. Right. But the other person that I would say would be Jill Jones, who is going to be releasing a brand new album next month of, well, it's previously recorded material from the 80s, I guess, that were possibly going to be part of her second album. But anyways, she's got new music that's out there too. So she also has the potential of possibly doing a press jaunt. Anybody else you can think of, Eloy or Jeff?
Yeah, at this time, I think that's
Apollonia. Apollonia. All the Apollonia 6 members are still with us today.
That's true.
True. That would be a fun addition if they did add that. That would definitely bring it full circle to the Purple Rain, you know, celebration.
Yep. I mean, there's so many possibilities. I mean, when you look at it, with the possibility of Des Dickerson maybe coming back into the mix. We already mentioned that. But because of the fact this is the 40th anniversary, it could possibly be that maybe we have a little bit of a reunion of Des Dickerson and the Modern Heirs. Maybe you just don't know what's going to happen. But I find it interesting that whatever it is that they still have in the hopper that they have not unveiled yet is going to be jacking up the pricing on April 18th.
Yeah.
So if you're on the fence, it's going to be interesting to kind of see exactly. Anton's got a good point too. Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. I mean, that's completely a possibility. But I think, oh yeah, of course you got Sheila E. too. But I think what's going to be interesting about this more than anything is that is just trying to figure out who else is going to be a part of this mix. I would think that anybody that was even remotely attached to this project back in the '80s,
right, should be there or may
potentially be there if they're still with us, obviously, but.
And the potential is really strong because they all know how important this is. So it's not like you have to do much convincing for anyone who maybe, you know, because life does what it does, they may not feel as relevant. You know what I mean? Because that's just how life goes. This puts you right back, you know, into that comfort thing. It's absolutely a big deal.
Well, I remember the year that Jesse Johnson was like the special guest at Celebration, and that seemed to split the Prince community. Like, some people were just, oh man, that's like the best ever, and he was amazing, and I love that he came and he was the guest. And some other people were really angry about it. And if I recall correctly, he was like, I don't know if I would ever go back again, you know? So I don't know if that's as realistic an ask just because of the response that he already got for being there in the first place.
Yeah.
We
were, you know, he was angry then too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
Were you at that celebration? No, you weren't at that celebration. I was actually GA at that celebration, and I remember I skipped my I was on whatever the what do they call that? They had different tracks, and I was on one track, and I was supposed to, and we went to go see, I went to go see Jesse Johnson do not only the performance but also the interview. But then I was supposed to go to lunch, so I just kind of like pretended to walk towards the door, and then I walked in the other door and came and saw him again, and then saw the second interview, because I knew the interview questions were not going to be the same. Yeah. But yeah, I did get that same vibe that you had heard, was that he was like, you know, and I also understand where, because he's never really been, he really kind of feels like he's very vocal about how Prince kind of
needed him. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Very vocal about it.
He was vocal about it at Celebration, like when he was telling the stories. Like, so like it recontextualized entirely his relationship, you know, with Prince when he was, because it wasn't like a Q&A discussion. It was him in a chair on the middle of the stage, and he was just like, let me tell y'all some stuff. You know, it was like, it was kind of crazy, really. Like, it was more of like a confessional, almost like a TED talk almost, of like, this is how Prince kind of screwed me over.
And I think what Lenny was saying that, I lost the comment, but Lenny was saying that, yeah, he was, then somebody leaked that comment that he did when he was playing at Bunkers, when he was talking about Shockadelica, and how he was talking about how Prince called him, you know, called him on the phone and said, hey, I heard you got an album called Shockadelica. I wrote a song for you. And Jesse was like, I don't need it. I'm just not doing it. Yeah. He was like, well, you got a song called Shockadelica? And he was like, no, I don't. He goes, well, I'm going to write one. And people think that that he had some type of impact on the album, and he didn't. He just happened to kind of take the name and
exactly
like, okay, all right. Okay. Yeah, exactly. So there's a lot of that going on, but that's going to be every single person. I can't think of anybody. There is nobody that I can think of in the Revolution, in NPG, or in the Time that does not have similar stories that we've heard. Every single person. Brown Mark has his stories. Mm-hmm. Wendy and Lisa have their stories. All the members of NPG have their own stories. I mean, everybody has their story. So it's not like he's alone in feeling like he was, you know, messed with or screwed at some point in time. It's just the reality of
And I think too, I mean, Jesse Johnson, not to make this a Jesse Johnson episode here, but like he had his own kind of unique, you know, road, you know, it's just like, he was part of the Time. And then he was like, okay, cool. Peace out. I'm going to go do my thing. But just being associated with Prince for like a very short amount of his overall career, like colored it entirely. And he's just a Prince wannabe. And he's like, he can never get out of the shadow that he never really wanted to be under in the first place. You know? So it's like, I get his whole thing. I feel like that might even be slightly different than like a Brown Mark, where like Brown Mark is like, yeah, I'm with Prince. I'm doing stuff with Prince. Like, and this is awesome. And like, now he's under a shadow, but like, cool. Like, he earned that place. I don't even feel like Jesse Johnson never wanted it. Like, and he hated actually that he was under that shadow.
Yeah.
You know, so
he fell under what the film industry is, you know, and you guys have all heard it, typecast.
Yes.
You know, like,
yes,
that's it. One, you're, this is all we'll accept. This is you. And anything else you do is just you trying to copy anything else. And, and everybody knows it. Jesse Johnson is an amazing killer talent, and he always has been. But once you're seen, once you're locked in, it's really hard to break out. And unfortunately, he wasn't allowed to break out like he wanted to when he was ready. And I think it would have made a difference if he was allowed to. And I think it would have changed all of this, but it is what it is. He'd get all the love if he showed up.
And all of that to say is that, yeah, he probably won't show up, but the rest of those names might. Sorry for the long tangent.
He might very well show up.
He might be sitting at home like,
who else? I mean, you think of everybody. Think of everybody that has been attached to Prince. Even the bands, the family, Apollonia 6, Vanity 6, The Time, Sheila E. Who besides really, who has really broken out of that shadow? I mean, a lot of people can say, oh, well, Sheila's broken out of the shadow. Have you been to a Sheila concert? most of the material that she plays are the songs that she wrote with Prince. So it's like there's still this shadow that's kind of always there because only because of the fact that that's what the audience that come to see her maybe knew her by. And so she kind of feels compelled to kind of be in that mix. I love the fact that she's doing a new project now.
Because I would disagree.
Or Stefan.
Yeah, I would disagree with most of the stuff she's doing. When she goes on concert, she's got her thing.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, she does still do his songs, you know, the ones that did with him. But I wouldn't say most. I think she can definitely hold her own and stand on her own. But it's true, her big explosion was with Prince, and she's always going to be recognized in that circle.
Well, I think it's part of knowing your audience and stuff, right? Like there's a reason why Prince still performed Purple Rain at every concert. Yeah. Because people came to hear Purple Rain, right? Like, he has all his new stuff and he's playing all these amazing songs from across his entire career. But like, he knows that people want to hear Purple Rain. You know, it's just like, you know, that's right. Just kind of how it works. What was it in the interview with Chris Rock? He said, Jimmy wants to play Kiss. You know, it's just like, sometimes Jimmy just wants to play Kiss.
That's right. I mean, but and so there goes to show that, you know, we don't know what we're about to experience here with the celebration. Other than I will say that I am very, very surprised. One of the things that I did not kind of go into was the fact that they announced the talent right now.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you guys remember, but last year, the talent was not announced until Eastern Standard Time, was not announced until 1 a.m. on April 27th. Mm. I don't know. For those who are longtime watchers, you may have remembered the fiasco that was me taking upon myself to do a show to share the announcement once they unveiled the announcement, or once they unveiled who it was going to be. And they said they were going to release it that night. So I started late. I started at like 9 o'clock, or maybe it was a little bit earlier than that.
Yeah.
And I was like almost all the way to midnight and they still hadn't announced it. I saw somebody in the chat room say, they're not going to do it while you're doing the show. I was like, really? They're going to hold out. They're going to hold out making the announcement because I'm on the air waiting for them to make an announcement.
They're watching the show. Is that's what you're saying?
I was just like, are you serious? I thought it can't be true. So I finished the show no more than 30 minutes later at 1 o'clock in the morning. then they released the list. I'm like,
well, what I'll say to that is that it might not have been they were watching, like everybody was in the boardroom in the meeting room waiting for it to end, but they might have had like one person on deck, right? Like, I mean, it'd been like, hey, Jim, call me when they're done and then we'll hit go, right?
I know it didn't have anything to do with me, but it was horrible sitting there talking for 3 hours. we're just going to just talk about wherever and talk about who might be playing and blah, 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 blah. And so it was just kind of on and on. But anyways, the point of that being is that they didn't make the announcement until April 27th. And at that year, the show was happening on June 8th. So literally they had five and a half weeks notice as to who was performing. 5.5 weeks. All those ticket sales that had happened were based on, we don't know who's playing. And they didn't announce who actually was playing until 5.5 weeks before the show. And now here it is this year. And they've pretty much made the announcement of the major players that are going to be on here. Like, no joke, 3 months in advance. And that is, wow, vastly different. That is very, very, very different. Because, and I think, you know, hopefully it's because of the fact they were listening to the audience and listening to the people going, look, you want me to spend $600 or $1,200 plus fees, service fees, and everything else, and you're not even going to tell me who's playing?
Right.
There's been some amazing shows that do that. One Music Fest started doing that. They started doing that last year. They said, buy the tickets. And so they were like, but who's playing? We're like, we're not going to tell you. Right. I mean, but they've always delivered, you know? So it's always just like, all right, it's going to be Janet Jackson. It's going to be Outkast. It's going to be Kendrick Lamar. It's going to be just like, oh, okay, dope. Yeah, but, you know,
go ahead.
No, I was just saying there was so much up in the air about who was actually going to be playing at Celebration last year, and nobody was willing to fork it out. So kudos to them, if it was intentional and not a mistake, that they unveiled who these bands were 3 months in advance. That is a lot.
That's 100% agree with, and just like the sentiment Martin Kember put out there, and he said he can't wait for the Celebration. The lineup did it for me. Tickets purchased. And that's directly related to, hey, they announced it. Now I know I'm doing what I got to do. And I think most people were doing that. You know, when you look through on the comments, people are like, oh, okay, now I'm rethinking it. Okay, now I want to do something. That's any show.
Yeah.
People who are waiting to go to a show, like any kind of event, need to know who's going to be there. So I think this is just the right move. I think it's the right move. And I breathe a sigh of relief.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at the dates, and I don't know if I think the dates might be right, because it's June 20th to June 24th. June 24th being a Monday. It's going over into the Monday.
Yep. It's going over to the Monday.
That's odd and different.
Yeah, it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
That's interesting.
Thursday too, because it's 5 days, right?
The 20th to the so Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Is it
unless you're GA, I guess then you don't have to stay there for Monday. Is that how that works?
Well, the Sunday gospel brunch typically happened on Sunday, because that was typically the celebrations posthumously that have happened have always it just ended on Sunday. The VIP folks stayed for the gospel, whatever. And the GA folks were just like, bye. And they just normally left. But if that gets pushed to Monday, that would be the other thing too. If they do the gospel brunch on Monday, that's also a consideration if you're making this VIP thing based
Where's the cruise on Monday?
Maybe the cruise. I wouldn't think the gospel thing, because that's
makes sense for the gospel thing to be on Sunday and then maybe the cruise to be on Monday. But then, like, essentially the question becomes, as a GA person, like, I'm not going to book out all the way to Monday if my stuff ends on Saturday. You know, it's like, you know, like how would you even know now if you're not buying a VIP and you know you're going to be there for all those days? How would you even book a room? How would you even buy a plane ticket at this point to go GA? Right. Like right now, you're just buying a ticket and you're hoping for more information later.
Where does it end?
I think the schedule will come out. They did say that there was going to be, I think part of that thing said the schedule was going to be announced on that. Then they pull this back up. It says full programming and talent announcement April 18th. So,
right
there you go. So we'll know April 18th exactly what's going to be what.
But also,
host hotel either.
And the reason I'm saying this is because I'm trying to actually go through the process here, right? I'm like, if I was to hit these buttons to buy the ticket and everything, and it asks me which hub I'm coming from, and I won't know that answer until I get a hotel in one of those two hubs. There's no information about there, like in previous years, there's been like, here's hotels that are working with the with Celebration. There's none of that information because it's early bird right now. So like, there's just right now, it's literally just buy your ticket and hope for the best, which, you know, I might buy a ticket now. Like I'm serious when I said Mr. Christopher convinced me. However, now I like, is that, can I even take that back if I say the downtown Minneapolis one, but I get a hotel in Chanhassen? Is that going to go against me now? Like, who even knows, right?
I'll tell you what won't happen. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'll tell you what won't happen. What won't happen is on the 18th, will we wait 12 midnight to announce whatever it is they're going to have, just to find out that afterwards somebody from Paisley Park is going to go, hee
hee. I'm not doing it. But here's another thing that if you go through the ticket, I actually went through the ticket process and I was screen capturing stuff, but here was something else that was in the ticket processing.
Yeah. Thing I was just talking about. Look at that.
It says, which location will you be shuttling from?
Yeah.
So now in years prior, it said that you were, they wanted you to, in years prior, they wanted you to park on the Paisley Park property if you were VIP. But then I guess I got VIP got so big, or they expanded VIP to the point where the parking is just not an option there. They wanted you to shuttle. So you get an option to do downtown Minneapolis hub or Chanhassen hub. Obviously, for those that don't know, because I haven't said, I purchased GA today. Just because I did not divulge that, but I purchased GA today. I did not do VIP because I loved doing VIP. It was fantastic, but it was just a lot of money. And I love it. I love the fact that you know, I could get an opportunity to be able to hear, you know, unreleased material. I love that. But I just, you know, I'm just, oh, that's great news. Sorry, I just got some great news on the phone that tomorrow Michael Bland and Sonny T will be sharing a brand new song.
Hey,
on the show tomorrow.
That's
so
amazing.
You heard it here first. That's fantastic.
You heard it here first. And I just got the text as I'm sitting here talking to you.
So, Mr. Christopher, did you pick Downtown or did you pick Chanhassen?
I picked Chanhassen because there are two things that happen with the Downtown Minneapolis hub. In Downtown Minneapolis, obviously, it's still not the safest place. It's definitely much safer than it used to be. But there's not a whole bunch of, if you rent a car, which I would, because I like to go at night. I like to be able to go wherever I want to go, or during the day where I don't have a session that I want to go to, I want to go wherever I want to go. I don't like having to rely on Ubers. And typically, and I saw somebody else mention this in the chat room too, that, you know, you go to AAA, which I am a member of, you get really, really good deals on rental cars. I mean, you can get rental cars for like, you know, 40, 50 bucks a day. I mean, that's a no-brainer to me. It's just kind of, it's like, that's just doesn't make any sense. So I chose the Chanhassen hub because Downtown Minneapolis hub, there it really isn't a whole bunch of places to park for free. They had W Hotel was one of the, trying to remember what the name of the hotel was that they had, that was the host hotel last year. But, the one that was downtown was the W, and they were charging $50 a day to park. So not only did you have the price of a rental car if you rented a car, but on top of that, you also had to pay them $50 a day to park your vehicle. Mm-hmm. And just, it was just a huge hassle because it was all valet. So not only were, you know, it was just too much. So mm-hmm. in Chanhassen, I typically always stay in Bloomington area, which is really close to the airport. But on top of that, it's kind of right in the L. For those who have not been to Minneapolis before, you have Minneapolis that's up in the north, and then you kind of come down like to the bottom point of an L. That's kind of where Bloomington is. And then you have Chanhassen, which is kind of on the other point of the L. So it's kind of right there in the middle. So because you also have to remember, and this is really important to remember, is that it's not just a celebration that happens this week.
That's right.
Every single band that is in this area that is even, I mean, I know that St. Paul Peterson, sometimes him and Eric Leeds will do the LP project mm-hmm. and they'll do a jam session somewhere, or Shelby J will come in, or Liv Warfield will come in, or maybe, you know, Hannah or Ida will come in from Third Eye Girl and possibly do a impromptu show, or some, you know, all-star funk session or something will happen somewhere. Those things are happening all over the place. Sometimes they're happening in Minneapolis. Sometimes they're happening over where the Minnesota Music Cafe is. There's stuff happening everywhere. Right. So to be all the way over in Chanhassen doesn't make a whole bunch of sense. To be all the way in Minneapolis doesn't make sense because you have to, you know, it's just, you got to find a central point that's going to be easy for you to get to from point A to point B. But we will actually have an entire show dedicated to that once we have all the information. Yep. Jeff Page and I did a show last year. We did a full-blown show kind of telling you, if you've never been here before, here's what you need to know, here's where you need to be. But we have to wait for that information. We have to figure out where the host hotel is, some of the events that's going on, because also, for those that didn't know, I have the website princecelebration.com.
Wow.
That is run and managed by the incredible Bonnie Freshore, mm-hmm. who lives over in Hawaii, who many of you may know, who, if you've ever been to Minneapolis, she created that fantastic trifold pamphlet that showed like Prince places to go. And she has actually migrated that over to that website that I own. And she kind of manages it. And whenever events happen, as far as a celebration is concerned, she puts them there so you can actually plan your whole entire stay. So there's a whole thing that we actually have. So we'll have that much more
detailed breakdowns of everything.
Detailed breakdown once we get all that information. But for right now, obviously, it's just the fact that we have the announcement in itself is just like, wow. And that we have so much information is just like, wow. So it's pretty fantastic. So I guess the question is, I see a lot of people have already bought tickets. Jeff Page, are you going, yes or no? Or you got you need a sugar mama?
I'm still looking for a sugar sponsor as well.
He's but, mixed
a sugar easy. Sponsor. I love it.
Believe me, I'm easy. I'm I really want to go this year.
For any sugar mamas that are out there, he just said it. He's easy. I don't know if Gypsy will be
not that right? easy, but easy enough. I'm not like easy on the eyes like
like Michael Gabriel.
Michael Gabriel. But I'm easy enough.
we'll get a second opinion from Gypsy on that one. I got my Jill Jones mug.
Ooh, yes. Like
yeah.
it.
This is Jill Jones. I told Jill, I said, I'm going to continue plugging you until everybody buys your brand new album or do you come on the show, preferably both. I'm trying to get Jill on the show. But.
So, you know what? I've had a couple, like I've never asked Jill to be on my show, but I've had a couple of very meaningful personal interactions with her, which has been just really nice. Like almost to the point where I was like, now I feel like I don't want to invite her on because it'll be like, it'll ruin this awesome moment if I like bring her on and I extend it out too much or I come off as too needy or anything like that. I was like, no. Like, I'm just going to enjoy this. And this was awesome and perfect. And thank you, Jill. And then I walked away. So.
I'll try to read what Susan has put here. She said,
yeah, I've actually got a comment before this one about Uber and Lyft. For those who weren't aware, this big thing about May 1st and Uber and Lyft pulling out of Minneapolis. Mm. So that's a very strong possibility for those of you who remember or opted to, I'll just take an Uber to Paisley Park and all that. They may not be an option.
Yeah.
So they've there been going some, back and forth in the chat about that.
Yeah, that I think that's almost countrywide. That's in a lot of major cities. I think it's in Atlanta too. There's some cities that I know Uber and Lyft is going to be the only option. Like, New York City, yeah. New York City. You don't rent a car in New York City. Seattle is not a very good place to rent cars either, just because everything is just the way that it's spaced out. It's just like there's some cities. It's just like this doesn't even make any sense. Agreed. But Minneapolis, you need to have a car. You need to have your own because the way that things are spaced out in Minnesota, you can it'd be a very, very hefty bill. But the other thing is that you always meet people there. And there's like, where are you going? Well, I'm going to the Jelly Bean Johnson show because Jelly Bean always has his Nothing Compares to Pee shows that he always does for the celebration. And it's like, you're going to that? Oh, can I ride with you? Sure, hop in. So there's a lot of that too. But, you know, just anticipate.
You know, just as long as everyone remembers that this is Paisley Park, this is Minneapolis, but this is a family event.
Mm-hmm.
And if you keep that mentality, that's where these relationships, and it becomes easier for anyone to navigate all of this. And that's what I'm strongly considering all of that too. Mr. Christopher, that's how we met. We actually met because of networking through family, through you know, this interest, the same interest. And we met at one of the concerts, you know? So Shilly. So, I mean, that's the point. So as long as we continue to nurture those things, I think it's going to get easier for anyone who's worried about, you know, once you figure out how to get there, I think figuring out how to work it and stay places and I don't know, whatever Airbnb or whatever it is people want to do, I think it's going to come together as long as you just, it's family. Think family.
Yeah, definitely.
People make it happen with you.
Yeah. I think we're going to find out what the host hotel is. I don't know if they'll make that announcement before April 18th, but I'm assuming that we're going to get a bunch load of information on April 18th. It's going to include not only the host hotel, but as I said, pretty much the full schedule. Yeah. And on top of that, the other talents that were going to warrant this price increase from April 18th. But here's what I can tell you. I'm happy for the estate and I'm happy for Paisley Park that the VIP distribution of the tickets has already sold out.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome.
And I think that's rightfully so because of the lineup. Holy, I mean, are you kidding me? Yeah. It's friggin' the Revolution, Morris Day, and I want to say Morris Day and the Time, and everybody was like, no, stop Morris Day and the Time. It's like, well, when I tag them on Facebook, that's what his tag is. So, but you got the Revolution, Morris Day, and NPG. And what's going to be kind of cool is you guys may want to tune in tomorrow because, again, tomorrow night, this was an impromptu show that we did this evening.
Mm-hmm.
And a very successful one. You guys really came.
Came out. Right.
Thank y'all.
I know you guys came to see Eloy, but it's
of course. Cool. That's why I'm here.
So, So, I mean, what's really kind of cool is that tomorrow we have Michael Bland and Sonny T on the show. This is their second visit. They were here a few weeks ago, but they're going to be talking about their show that's going to be happening on April 20th in Minneapolis. That's pretty much an NPG reunion, which is going to be Michael Bland and Sonny T and Levi Caesar Jr. and Tommy Barbarella and Tony M. And some other special guests I know. It's like a bunch of people that are going to be there, but it's pretty much an NPG reunion that's going to be happening on the 20th. So I am curious if that iteration of what's happening is what's happening at, or if they're even going to be willing to even divulge that information at all. And then I have a guest that's a special guest from the Revolution that's going to be coming on about 9:30 ish or something like that. And he may actually share that part of it. So we may have a little bit more insight tomorrow. I don't know, but they may be quiet. We'll see.
All right.
Looks like we're going to have to, whatever vehicle, if we end up going like that, we're going to have to wrap it. Cause somebody asked if, we're going to do raffle rides in the Funkatopia car. So we're going to have to wrap the rental for the week.
Oh man. Come on. Now I've got to talk with Jill now. Cause I friggin' have broke my freaking look. It's already chipped.
So you just
literally friggin'. I'm gonna have to talk with Jill and find out who her distributor is because this is really disappointing.
Well, I want you to know she is aware of you.
Shut up. For those who don't know about that joke, I've been trying to get Jill on the show for a while, and whatever. Friends was like, Jill is aware that you've invited her to be on the show. I'm like, I don't know how to feel about that comment. But okay. All right. But anyways.
She's so aware. She declines though. The implication there.
She didn't happen.
Wait, I gotta see if I can get one here. Hold on. I got one here. I got it. No, I don't.
Well, I've got one. Hold on. I am bummed out that my Jill Jones mug is already busted. Anyways, so I am. Okay, all right.
That's good.
It's your show too, fella.
We're all aware.
All right, so so tomorrow is what it is. It is 3:19 tomorrow. It is a 3:19 show. We got Michael Bland, Sonny T, and special guest from the Revolution is actually going to be here also, and it's going to be fun. So tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I'm going to tell you, Eloy, thanks for joining us. If anybody missed any part of this, I know I saw Michael Dean in here. Michael Dean, I think you missed all your flowers. When
he jumped in right after we were just all talking about him. So
you could like rewind from the beginning and get all that. But so, and Eloy, I didn't ask you. So where are you at? You thinking about going or yes, no?
I pulled the trigger on the ticket. I'm going to wait.
In the city here, really?
Yeah, I mean, might as well, right? Because I paid for the insurance. Wow. If it ends up not happening, I can pull it back.
Nice.
And basically, I guess I'll wait until April 18th and see if there's more information so that I can make sure if that was a worthwhile purchase for me. So we'll see.
I think even without that, without that details and just what's included already is worth it. I mean,
more,
to be able
more
to
the scheduling, all, more the scheduling is more.
Yeah, I can see that too. Yeah,
I might spend a couple of nights on. I don't know if you guys have, you know, for Atlanta, East Ponce, a couple of nights on the streets to work up the money to be able to get my tickets. But I think I'm going to have to pull the trigger too. But just
hey,
if you're driving down through downtown or something and you see me on the corner, don't, you know, wave, but keep going. Don't, you know, mess up my game.
East Ponce. You're going to do it $20 at a time, huh? All right. I'm East Ponce.
Well, I mean, and honestly, that's the thing, right? Is I see somebody said I should have checked flights first. And it's just like, I did. But also the whole point is that I don't know what days it's even going to be if I'm going GA and not VIP. So, you know, last year it was 3 days for general and 4 days for VIP. But now we're looking at like 5 days. And then like, but what is, where does the GA end in that? I don't know. I don't know where that is. So I can't buy tickets yet.
Last year on the first day, it wasn't really a first full-blown day. We did, they had the mural unveiling that was downtown, which was just kind of loose. It really wasn't anything that was the one that was right across from First Avenue. And it wasn't really anything that was, you know, that you had to be there.
Right.
And then they had the launch party that was happening that evening. So there really wasn't a whole bunch on the schedule for the first. And I believe you're right. I think that the VIP people are the ones that are going to really feel the hit on the 25th. But you know, if you're going VIP, guess what? We're going to know. Oh yeah, and Samantha makes a good point that on June 7th, it's Morris Day and the time that is going to be playing for free at the Taste of Minnesota on that block party on the block party on July 7th. Mm. So yeah, and not Morris Day and special guests. So there already is an iteration of the time already there. I don't know. We're going to see because I'm just glad that you guys all came. I'm so fantastically excited to hear that all of you fine folks are actually purchasing tickets. I love that you guys are all purchasing tickets and man, it's good because we need to keep purchasing them because we got to keep continuing to support his legacy and move this needle forward. I mean, we got to carry it. We got to make sure the next generation knows what's up.
Definitely.
Yeah. Plus the more we do that and react when Paisley Park pays attention and they start doing things based off of what appears to be them listening, then we need to own up to our side as well. So when we do that, you know, it kind of goes back and forth. And I think that's, you know, that's how it should be. You find next year, well, because they did it sooner, now they're going to do something else sooner. Maybe the prices won't be as high because they know they're getting responses. You know, it's kind of reciprocation on both ends, the more we follow up. So
yeah,
that's awesome. I think it's awesome that people reacted quickly and that they're moving quickly too.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be awesome. Already GA. Eloy, you're already GA. Jeff Page.
Close.
Head down to East Ponce. He's going to do it $20 at a time.
I was told I should elbow up get an OnlyFans page and elbow up show my elbows. So I'm going to get oiled up.
I mean, those are your money makers.
They are my money makers.
There you go. So you can definitely expect. Well, let's look at the calendar real quick before we cut everybody loose. Let's look at the calendar and see where the 18th falls. The 18th falls on a Thursday.
Yeah.
So we might be doing. Another show on maybe the 23rd, not to kind of do right after they make the announcement. Just because we want to. I would rather do that show where you kind of. Do the full blown detailed blowout and let everybody know what's going on. I think that's important. And I think I might be in Minneapolis that weekend if I'm at that show for NPG. And it is the 8-year anniversary of Prince's passing on the 21st. It's a lot going on that little week there. Mm. Mm. Oh, so much. So much going on. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you got all the information that you needed, or if you have any other questions, you know, feel free to reach out to any of us. We'll be more than happy to answer what we know. And this is Funkatopia Live. I am your host, Mr. Christopher. This is my co-host, Jeff Page, and our special co-host, Eloy, a.k.a. Prince's friend in the house. And everybody's so glad to see you, brother.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Thank you.
We're waiting for the next video.
They're coming. I have a couple actually already recorded, but like I can't just put those out. Like I need to like get on an actual schedule again. The pandemic messed me up, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I understand. I understand.
That was years ago, Eloy.
Yeah,
I know. I'm still recovering.
Yeah, we all are.
Still recovering.
All right, everybody. Well, we hope that you had a fantastic time, and we will see you guys very, very soon, and definitely in the GA section of the celebration. Exactly. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye, check everybody. It out. We'll see you guys later. Adios.